Good morning.
大家早。
I thought about this verse as I was preparing to review this sermon throughout the week. As Mark has been reporting, Jesus came to do the Father's will.
我在这礼拜准备信息的时候就想说，耶稣从到世上来要遵行父的旨意。
And he realized that involved rejection and suffering.
他知道这次来会被人弃绝和受苦。
And ultimately even death.
最后他会死在世，他会献上生命。
And sometimes we express that by saying that Jesus came to die.
有时候我们把这句话总结为耶稣来就是为了死的。
Now you may recall from last month when I preached that Mark wrote that he began to teach them the following.
我们还记得我们上次讲到耶稣对门徒开始教导他们。
As we walked through chapter by chapter and verse by verse, we came upon this verse.Recently in Mark chapter 8 verse 31.
我们照我们的进度是一章一章一节节的来看，我们今天来看到第八章第三十四节。
And this set in motion all kinds of things that we've been looking at recently and which flow into today's message.
这一段的经文承上启下哈，照着上之前讲的次序，到了这节就发生了事情了。
Jesus then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected.By the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and then he must be killed, and after 3 days rise again.
我们记得上次我们讲到第三十一节，耶稣教训他的门徒说，人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。
So I try to sometimes, you know, unlike a lot of you, you read the Bible quite a bit, right? Yeah.
我相信在座的很多人都是常常读经的。
And sometimes if you're not careful, then you just kind of read and you go through the motions. And so I tried to put myself in a place like, what did that feel like the first time they heard that?
所以我就想说，有时候我们读的时候可能没有有口无心哈，就是读的时候没有注意去想。所以我在准备这些经文的时候，我就想说，如果是第一次听到这句话的人，你会怎么想这句话？
The one that you respected and looked up to as the one that was the Messiah, for these words to come out of his mouth,Must have been shocking.
当你所尊重的、所敬爱的这个救世主，他对你说了这样一段话的时候，我相信你的心是很震惊的。
So today we intend to continue through Mark 8, but first we're going to take a brief stop at Matthew 21 to just get the context of this special day we call Palm Sunday.
那我们今天还是看马可福音第八章，但是我们今天会稍稍的看看另一处府类福音记载的类似的事情，马太福音是怎么记载的。
Christians around the world today are celebrating this day.
全世界的基督徒今天都在庆祝这个节日。
And like in some of the prayers that I heard right now, we're remembering this final week of Jesus' life.
我们刚刚听到有人祷告也在提到了，这个礼拜是耶稣在地上的最后一个星期。
And sometimes we call it Holy Week.
我们常常把这个叫圣的周。
And so through these first 11 verses, we're just going to reflect a little bit before we continue in Mark chapter 8.
所以我们来看看这一周发生些什么事情。
And we want to kind of get a sense that what does this feel like in context when we think about Jesus entering Jerusalem at the end of his ministry and how it relates to today's text.
我们就尤其根据这个发生的事情，我们再来看这个上下文，会帮助我们更理解到底耶稣讲这句话什么意思。
A lot of us look at this day as a day of celebration.
很多人把今天觉得是今天是应该庆祝的一天。
And a lot of expectation came among those people who were welcoming Jesus into the city.
那些欢迎耶稣进耶路撒冷的人，他们对耶稣有很高的期望。
Great expectations, Hosanna, Hallelujah, all of these words being expressed.
他们欢迎耶稣时，他们说何善哪、啊、何善哪、啊，奉主名来的，应当称颂的。
But shockingly, at the end of that very week, shouts coming from many of the same crowd to crucify him.
但是很多人就是很我觉得有同样的一群人过了一个礼拜就一个礼拜前说和善啊一个礼拜后说定死他定死他。
And I think it's a sobering reminder about how fickle people can be.
我们就想说人是如此的摇摆不定的。
When you raise their expectations of such a triumph, our coming king is at hand, and then by the end of the week, everything changes.
所以当初他们耶稣进耶路撒冷的时候他们的期望值非常高觉得耶稣就是那位要来的君王。 结果一个礼拜后发现不是，他们马上就变了。
I think of this verse sometimes in our context today. How about why the Son of Man came?
这一节的话，我觉得讲得非常的好，
yeah.
就讲到人子来是来干什么的。
Yeah. To give His life.
他来的是要给我们生命。
To give His life as a ransom for us.
他把他的他要献上生命当做赎价。
So what are we to make of this drastic change in the attitude of the public?
那我们在想这一节发生的那个在耶路撒冷那些人他的态度为什么变得这么快呢？
Well, first of all, Jesus' mission has never been about fulfilling our expectations in our way.
所以我们首先要想到耶稣来他的目的不是要来成就我们的期望值。
Or to fulfill all of our preferences.
也不是要照着我们所想的来做事。
Whenever we reflect on Jesus' final week, which we call Holy Week, or sometimes this season of Lent, we should acknowledge that, you know, it's not about what I expect God to do.
当我们想到耶稣在世上的最后一个星期，或者说最后的四个星期啊，叫做四这个的时候，我们要想到耶稣来的不是为了照我们所想要做的什么事来做的，而是他有他自己的旨意和目的。
And maybe this is one of the things that the Holy Spirit wants to underscore for us today, not according to what I expect to happen.
所以我想今天希望圣灵让我们再次提醒我们，就是说耶稣做的事，他有他的旨意和目的，不是照着我们想法来做的。
He came to give his life as a ransom.
他来了是要把他的生命献上当作赎价。
Not primarily as a substitute offering, but as an invitation to join him where he's at work.
不光是做一个赎罪祭，更是来邀请我们啊进邀请我们来信，来进入神的国。
Finding ways to respond to his invitation, joining him in this awesome privilege to make a difference in this world, in his healing and restoring work.
我们要响应他的呼召，信他进入到神的国里面，然后经历他的医治，经历他的重建。
So perhaps rereading and reflecting on Matthew 21 today might help us to see the big picture.
所以我们再来看看马太福音第21章，那希望我们从里面看到一个大的图画。
And we'll see that Jesus perfectly embodied this sacrificial mission that he asked us to pay attention to.
所以我们看见耶稣他对我们讲的话，他所做的事，他给我们画了一幅图画。
Like he's saying, for those who have ears to hear.
他说凡你们中间凡有耳朵可以听的。
My ways are not your ways.
我的道路高过你们，我的道路不同于你们的道路。
Not our ways.
不同于我们的道路。
They're countercultural.
耶稣的道路跟我们想的相反。
That was true then, it's still true today.
那个时候是这样的，现在也是这样。
Right? And so this triumphal entry into Jerusalem gives us a good context for that.
所以耶稣这段所谓的凯旋进京哈，给我们一借着上下文，让我们来看到这幅图画。
So we're not going to look at every verse, but we're just going to highlight a few of the verses in these first 11 verses.
这段比较长，我们就从里面挑几节来看哈。
Right.It says, now when they drew near to Jerusalem, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied, and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me.
耶稣和门徒将近耶路撒冷，到了伯法奇，在橄榄山那里，耶稣就打发两个门徒，对他们说，你们往对面村子里去，必看见一匹驴拴在那里，还有驴驹同在一处，你们解开，牵到我这里来。
This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet.
这是成就，是要应验先知的话。
Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden. And the disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them.Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and followed him were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
先知的话是这样说，要对西安的居民说，看哪，你的王来到你那里，是温柔的，又骑着驴，就是骑着驴驹子。门徒就照耶稣所吩咐的去行，牵了驴和驴驹来。把自己的衣服搭在上面，耶稣就骑上。众人多半把衣服铺在路上，又有人砍下树枝来铺在路上。 前后随行的人喊着说，何善哪归于大卫的子孙，奉主名来的是应当称颂的，高高在上，何善哪。
Instead of mounting a war horse, Jesus is helped onto a donkey.
耶稣没有骑着战马进耶路撒冷，而是骑着一匹驴。
And he humbly rides into the city.
他就是很谦卑的进入了耶路撒冷。
Indicating he's coming in peace.
这表明他来是为了和平来的。
Not with a sword.
他不是来征战的。
Matthew is quoting from Zechariah, the prophet Zechariah, we call it chapter 9.
马太这里引用的是先知撒迦利亚的话，第九章的话。
I want us to consider what this text says. Not this one, but Zechariah.
啊，我们就看看先知撒迦利亚那章是怎么说的。
Okay, I'm trying to get used to you being over there and me being here, but okay. Rejoice, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem.
那节撒迦利亚那句话是这样说的，要对西安的居民或者西安的女子说。看啊，你的王来了。
For your king comes to you triumphant and victorious as he humble and riding on a donkey.
他说你的王好像得胜的来到你那里，是温柔的，又骑着驴，就是骑着驴驹子。
And then note this next verse.
看第二节。
He will cut off the war chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem and the battle bow shall be cut off and he shall command Peace, we call it shalom, to the nations.
他要等一下，第九章下，然后下面一节就说，我必除灭以法莲的战车和耶路撒冷的战马，征战的弓也必除灭。他必向列国讲和平，他的权柄必从这海管到那海，从大河管到地极。
What does this prophecy mean?
他这个预言是讲什么呢？
Well, some of it was manifest at the time in Jesus' own life through his non-violent ways.
有一些是耶稣在世的时候借着他不这个没有暴力的行为来表明出来的。
And then other aspects of it would be realized only later at his second coming.
那另外的预言的另外一部分呢是指等到他第二次再来才会实现。
This much we can see Jesus is coming differently than they expected.
这里让我们看见耶稣他的来是跟人家想象的不一样的。
As the Messiah, he's coming as a prince of peace.
作为一个救世主，他来的是一个和平的王。
Not a warlord.
他不是一个军阀的形象出现的。
But the crowds, they don't seem to understand that.
但是当时人群并不理解这一点。
So I want us to note some of the things that Matthew mentions in this text as he quotes Zechariah.
我们看看马太他引用这节是怎么讲的。
I noticed the palm branches. Did you see that? This has significance.
大家看着他们当人群来欢迎耶稣的时候，他拿的是棕榈枝。
Historically, it indicates the people were expecting a conquering king.
他们拿着棕榈枝来欢迎耶稣，那表明他们是欢迎一个战争的君王。
So I'm going to quote from a scholar that I've appreciated. His name is Ben Witherington.
我看到有一个叫 Ben Witherington， 他写的解经，他是这样写的。
And he says we should consider the waving of the palm branches and what that means.
当人拿着棕树枝在那摇晃摇来摇去，这什么意思呢？有什么意表呢？
Well, formerly it was used to celebrate the Maccabean victory less than two centuries before.
但是他们以前也在两个世纪之前，当时犹太人也是同样的拿着棕榈枝欢迎这个马加比的军队打攻克耶路撒冷。
When the Jewish Maccabees militarily conquered and retook Jerusalem from the pagan overlords.
当时的耶路撒冷是被外邦的君王占领，但是犹太的有一支马加比的这个部队，他们造反，就把这个耶路撒冷打下来，拿回来了。所以当时耶路撒冷的人就摇着棕树枝去欢迎他们。
So many in the crowd were, you know, hoping for something like this when Jesus is riding into town.
当他们看见耶稣又进来的时候，他想着，哎，大概又这回又是要得胜了哈，就拿着棕树枝又去迎接耶稣。
This also in their history echoes of something similar when David, King David or King Solomon rode into Zion.
这以前当大卫或者所罗门他们骑着马进入耶路撒冷的时候，当时人家也是这样欢迎他们的。
Okay, let's see if I can get it back. Sometimes he doesn't cooperate. Okay, yeah.They didn't really pay attention, though, to what Jesus was riding.
他们没有想到他也没有注意到耶稣骑的是驴，不是马。
Yeah, it's you know, if you're paying attention, sometimes you'll see something's different here, right?
这里是有不一样的地方哈。
So estimates show that during the Passover in Jerusalem, you know, it would go like from 50,000 in town to 500,000.
所以那个时候的背景 是在逾越节，逾越节呢，因为外地的犹太人都要到耶路撒冷过节，所以那个城市没有外来人口的话是五万人，有了外来人口变成五十万人了。
So if you wanted to make the Roman authorities nervous, just ride into town acting like a king, you know?
所以你想人又多他又骑着个驴进来说人家以为他是这个君王这很容易聚众生事的。
And then after that, go into the religious center of the city, in this case it would be the temple, and make pronouncements and symbolic actions to indicate the ruin of this institution.
他如果骑着驴跑到那个圣殿门口，那个圣殿的门口就代表宗教的中心哈。他说到那就说啊，这个一个新的国要成立了，那这个人民就会跟着造反了。
And it seems Jesus had even raised the hope and expectation of his own disciples with this thought of the day.
当事人就是这样想的，连他的门徒也是觉得他就会是这样子的。
So when everything took a very different turn by Thursday night, well, disillusionment even among his closest disciples began.
所以当到第四再过了几天耶稣就要快钉十字架甚至被抓的时候这个民众的这个幻想就破灭了包括耶稣的门徒的幻想也破灭了。
We can capture also this expectation when we think about after Jesus' resurrection about that road, that trip down Emmaus Road with two disciples.
我们记得耶稣复活以后有一次像在一个去以马忤斯的路上向两个离开耶路撒冷的门徒显现那段经历吗
Yeah, we see this hope for the Emmaus roads, we find it in Luke chapter 24, is a good indication of what people were thinking and expecting at that time.
那两个离开耶路撒冷往以马忤斯去的门徒他们跟耶稣的对话中就显明出他们当时的人的普遍的想法。
And so if you listen to the conversation they're having like Jesus did, you would hear them say, we had hoped that Jesus would be the one to redeem Israel.
他们两个就对耶稣说因为他没有看出耶稣是耶稣但他就跟耶稣说话就说我们一直盼望的这个要来的就会把我们从犹太我把我犹太人从外邦人手下中救赎出来。
So for them, the crucifixion of Jesus made no sense whatsoever.
他们觉得耶稣一旦被钉了十字架他们的一切的希望都破灭了。
No one was expecting the Messiah to be crucified.
没有人会相信或者期待的弥赛亚会被钉十字架。
Messiah? Crucifixion?No, they don't go together.
弥赛亚就是救世主，救世主怎么可能被钉十字架呢？这是不可能的。
But Jesus didn't come as that kind of king.
但耶稣来的不是做一个政治性的君王。
The kind that would drive the Romans out at that time.
他那个时候来不是就是要把罗马人赶出去。
He came to die on the cross.
他来的目的就是为我们的罪死在十字架上。
Even for his enemies.
不光是为我们的罪甚至为他仇敌的罪他也死了。
And even to this day, we too, if we're honest, we sometimes struggle in our hearts with how this all played out.
那个时候人想不通这个我们现在有些人可能也想不通。
Even today, if you listen to people who claim to know and follow Jesus, they think the solution to our problems is military.
很多人现在想我们遇到我们现实生活中的问题的时候我们的解决方案是什么呢就是军事力量。
But if we take a fresh look at the text and then try to really engage it, we'll see that's not so. Military solution is never the right solution.
我们看到耶稣当时的故事，我们就知道用军事手段来解决问题不是神的方法。
And so here we are, Jesus entering in Jerusalem, and the crowd crying out, "Hosanna!"
当耶稣进入耶路撒冷的时候，人群对他喊着说：“何塞纳！”
Yeah.That means what? Save us, Lord! They singing this in praise.
这和尚的意思就是主啊救我们他们就唱这个歌。
Yeah, what else do we hear these palm waving pilgrims saying as Jesus enters the city?
他们这当耶稣骑着驴进来的时候他那些人还唱了些什么别的呢
Yeah, we also hear them singing Hallel Psalms.
他们也唱的是哈利路亚方面的圣诗。
Right, this is the Let's Go Up to Zion songs.
那个就是他们上锡安山的时候唱的诗。
And in these psalms, it's full of hosannas and hallelujahs.
这些诗歌里面充满了何塞纳，充满了哈利路亚。
Lord, save us.
就是意思就是主啊，救我们。
Can you feel the emotion and the anticipation of the crowd? Lord, save us!
你能体会这个群体他们的情绪，他们的心情是如何？他们就在一边喊
，Save us from the Romans!
主啊，救我们，救我们脱离罗马的手。
Hallelujah! Praise Yahweh!
感谢赞美主。
Yeah, and so there these songs tell us a lot if we think about that context.
所以他们唱的诗歌就表明他们当时的心情和他们的期望值是什么。
And actually they would sing these annually when they'd come up for the Passover whether Jesus was coming in as king or not.、Yeah.
他们照传统每年他们上耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候他们都唱这首歌 这些歌。
And this line that they also quoted is, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
他们还说那个奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
And they would also sing that from Psalm, actually it's from Psalm 118.
那是从诗篇118篇出来的。
One of the most quoted psalms or portions of the Bible that you see quoted again and again in the New Testament.
所以你看这一节经文也是在新约里面常常引用的。
Right. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
But this time, their king had really come.
这次那个奉主命来的真的来了。
He had really arrived.
他真的到了耶路撒冷了。
But most of them didn't recognize that.
但大部分人没有看出来这一点。
And the ones who did recognize Jesus was the Messiah, well, they had a different vision of how this was supposed to play out.
当他们听到耶稣说自己是弥赛亚的时候那他们的期望值跟耶稣所要做的事就有产生落差了。
A different expectation about what kind of king he was supposed to be.
他们对于耶稣这个来的君王是应该一个什么形式的君王来，他们有他的想法。
But he never fulfills our expectation, God doesn't, and even since the birth of the Messiah.
但是神做事完全跟我们想的不一样，甚至从耶稣出生的时候，这个君王就跟我们想的不一样。
Let's remind ourselves from womb to tomb and from birth to death.Jesus didn't come to meet our expectations.
耶稣从母腹中出生到他死亡，从他的出生到降，从他的降世到他的离世，跟我们想的都不一样。
At least not what our expectation about what a king should be.
我们想的一个君王，一个皇帝怎么会是这样子呢？
Yeah, he came to fulfill the plan of God.
他来的目的是要成全神的旨意，而不是我们的想法。
And in doing so, he would meet our deepest needs.
他这样做会满足我们最深处的需要，就是我们罪的需要。
Our needs for salvation.
我们对救赎的需要。
For healing.
需要被医治。
For reconciliation.
需要与神和好。
With God, with one another. Both reconciliation, both with God and for each other.
我们需要与神和好，我们也需要与人和睦。
Our need to see things made right, set right once again.
我们需要恢复起初的那个神的那个心意。
Our need to be humble before God.
我们在神面前谦卑下来。
Instead of trying to always exalt ourselves.
而不是常常高抬自己。
Either individually or as a nation. Yeah.
我们高抬自己常常是高抬自己，也可能做一个国家高抬自己。
Our need to let the true king be the king.
我们要让真正的王来真正的掌权。
And to rule and reign over all.
来在全地掌权，在我们每个人身上掌权。
So if we want to understand why the original disciples eventually deserted Jesus, denied Jesus, betrayed Jesus, well, go ahead.
当你想想他那个十二使徒被耶稣被抓的时候，他们否认耶稣、弃绝耶稣，甚至出卖耶稣，我们就会想到他们为什么会这样做了。
It's because the 12 disciples their expectation was shaped just like most Jews of that time.
因为这十二个使徒，这十二个门徒，他们对于耶稣的盼望跟其他世人的盼望是一样的。他们也就觉得他就是来做一个政治性的君王的。
Especially after Jesus cleansed the temple.
尤其是耶稣拿着鞭子把圣殿洁净了，把里面做买卖人赶出去的时候，他们觉得耶稣就是那个将来的君王。
They probably thought, "Oh, good, he's going to drive the Romans out."
他觉得，哎，他的鞭子会把罗马人抽出去。
Yeah, so this is what's going on here. This is the backdrop.
啊，这就是当时的一些背景啊。
Clearly, Jesus disappointed a lot of people that week.
但是那耶稣最后这个礼拜，他真让很多人失望了。
And so when you dash people's highest anticipation and hopes early in the week, sometimes maybe we shouldn't be surprised at the end of the week if you find yourself on a cross.
当他使很多人的幻想破灭的时候，我们不难理解，到了过了一个星期，他就被钉在十字架上了。
And how about us? How about our expectations?
那我们呢？我们对于耶稣有个什么样的盼望呢？有个什么期盼值呢？
Each year when we take time to celebrate this special day,
我们都来庆祝今天这个叫做 Palm Sunday 哈，棕榈主日。
Yeah, and we lift our voices in loud hosannas.
我们扬声高唱，像我们今天早上唱的诗歌，我们唱何塞纳，何塞纳。
Singing with joy about the coming of the true king.
我们赞美那将要来的君王。
Will we remember his words?
但我们也要记得他的话。
These words, if anyone would come after me, let them take up their cross and follow me.
耶稣的话说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Right, yeah. And so,Here we are back to Mark chapter 8.
我们现在回到马可福音第八章了。
Are we willing to follow this Messiah?
我们是不是愿意来跟从这个弥赛亚呢？
Right, we see in verse 34, and calling the crowd to him with his disciples, Jesus said to them, if any would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
耶稣叫了众人和他的门徒来，对他们说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
So sometimes I think, well, what does that look like?
我们想这意味着什么呢？
It means coming to terms with what it really means to be a Christ follower.
这就意味着你真实明白了什么叫做跟随耶稣的人。
Someone who is like you and I, learning what it means to follow Jesus.
对你我来说，要学明白到底什么叫做跟随耶稣。
Not only to acknowledge, like we saw Peter do a few weeks ago, not only to confess that Jesus is the Christ.
所以跟从耶稣不光是你嘴巴上要承认耶稣是基督。
But where we actually learn to follow him.
并且要真的是跟随他。
And maybe with a heart that we saw displayed with Jesus, Lord, not my will, but yours be done.
那什么叫跟从耶稣呢？就是你的心要对耶稣说，不是照着我的旨意，乃是照着神的旨意。
Well, this becomes kind of like our heart posture.
就你心里面这个态度的问题。
Or the cry of our heart on a daily basis. Not my will, Lord, but yours be done.
你的心每天要向神呼求说，不照我的意思，乃照主的意思。
If any person would come after me and genuinely follow me, then I'm going to give you the first one. Let him deny themselves.
耶稣说，若有人要跟从我，真的来跟从我，他就要舍己。
Let him or her deny themselves.
这个男的或者这个女的要舍己来跟从耶稣。
These are the things the children of this world could never part with or refuse to live without.
这些舍己这个东西是这世上的人是完全不会想或者不会去做的。
Things like honor or status or our safety and security.
世人要的都比如说要尊贵，要他的这个社会地位，要有个安全感，要舒适。
Those things, you know, I mean, I'm going to be honest, who wants to give up those things if you're used to having them every day?
如果你每都已经有了这些，叫你舍弃是很难的哈。
Right, comfort. Yeah.
还有舒适。
Yeah,
对。
Yeah, I mean, I think my whole life, I've had all of these things, right?
对，我们大部分人这一辈子大概这些都多多少少有一些哈。
Yeah, if any person would come after Jesus and actually learn to follow him, then let them take up their own crosses.
若有人要跟从耶稣，就当舍己，背起他自己的十字架来跟从耶稣。
Yeah, resigning to die to universal human concerns. Yeah, 就是这个
要舍弃这个肉体的这些情欲。
Yeah, the lust of the flesh, you know, those kind of things, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life that the Apostle John talks about.
要舍弃肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲。
Yeah, dying to those things.
要向着这些死。
Right. A life of, you know, pursuing a life where it's basically all about me. Yeah.
要放弃你这个一切的生活都是以自我为中心的。
Self-fulfillment.
要自我实现的。
Always talking about my bucket list.
总是想说我还有什么没做完的事儿。
Yeah, something bigger than that, right?
要神要我们的是给我们要我们 跟更高的。
Instead of thinking about the bucket list, maybe just kicking the bucket. Do you know that phrase in English, to kick the bucket?
英文有个词就是你就是你要做的事情放在写在一个桶子上，然后就把那个桶一脚踢翻了。
Yeah, there's like Chinese and English, you know, there's all these idioms and these expressions. To kick the bucket means to die, right?
所以就是你把你想要写的那些东西你都一脚踢飞了。
In other words, to kick the bucket of the old life that I used to live. Yeah, die to that.
象征的意思就是把你的旧的生命的你的喜好那些都拿走。
So I thought it might be interesting to give you just one example of how it pertains to me.
我就想给你看看我是怎么样的经历这些的。
Right. So as a young person, I thought my future was all about music, especially jazz music.
我小的时候我觉得我将来要做一个音乐家，尤其是爵士乐。
And I wanted to be a sought after jazz musician.
我觉得我希望成为一个有成就的被人到处请来去表演的爵士乐手。
Sounds a lot better, right? A trombonist.
他就吹长号。
Right. And so I wanted to be well known. I wanted to be, you know, recording and autonomous and do my own thing as a jazz musician.
我希望我是成为一个有名的爵士乐手，我能够自己录自己的唱片，然后有人请我去表演。
Yeah, all my thoughts were about my image, my status in public, you know.
我想的就是我的功成名就，我的荣耀发达。
Yeah. And I gave no thought at all to how this might affect my family and loved ones. No thought whatsoever. I was in my early 20s.
我当时也就是20出头，我想的就是自己，也不想我的家人。
Yeah. And so when you think about that, I think, oh, yeah, that was the way it used to be. That former life.
你想想你是当你之前以前是不是或者现在是不是也是这样呢？
And it's those kind of things that were good for me to put to death.
这些东西是我要把它放弃把它致死的。
Now don't misunderstand me. I don't think jazz music is bad. I just didn't want it to be my idol any longer.
我澄清一点，我并不是说爵士乐不好，我只是说它不能够成为我的偶像。
Paul said, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life.
保罗说你们要把你一切的旧的旧我老我和你以前的旧的生命都弃绝。
Because it's corrupted by lust and deception.
因为他被私欲所迷惑的所变坏。
Yeah. So if any person would come after Jesus and genuinely follow him, let us learn then to follow Jesus.
如果有人真实的愿意来到耶稣跟前来，来跟随耶稣的话，让他来学习怎样子背十字架来跟从耶稣。
He lived a different life.
这个人要过一个不同的生活。
A life devoted to the Father, to the Spirit.
这个生活要献给神，献给圣灵的。
And a life in community with God and with others.
这个生活是要跟神和好，和神和人和睦的。
Where he learned to respond to God as the beloved of God, as the Son of God, as the servant of God.
他要作为神的仆人作为神要跟从神的儿子要跟从神的仆人。
Right. And laying his life down.
要放下他的生命。
Why? For the well-being of others.
为了别人。
Right. Yeah. And finally, if any person would come after Jesus, let him save his life.
如果人要跟从耶稣，他要让他救自己的生命。
By losing the old life.
他必须把自己旧的魂的生命舍弃，才能得到灵的生命。
Yeah, it's one of those paradoxes of the faith.
这就是我们信仰里面有一个不好解释的地方。
Where we learn to deny ourselves lives that lust after status and power or entertainment. Yeah.
所以我们放弃我们生命，弃绝那些我们追求我们的地位，去我们的权利，拒绝各种各样的享乐。
And where we learn that there's a better life through Christ.
我们学到在靠着基督有另外一种生活。
A life more fulfilling.
这个生活是更让我们更让我们实现我们的价值。
Yeah. Where we learn to be more intimate with God.
我们借着这个生活，我们可以跟神有个更亲密的关系。
Where we learn that, wow, this is cool. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to join God in what He's doing.
跟刚开始你可能不觉得这到底怎么回事，我还不知道。但是当你愿意跟从主的话，你慢慢的就会经历。
Where we choose lives of fullness and significance and joy instead of just short, you know, what we might call short-lived thrills.
所以当你跟从主，你会经历到长期的平安，而不是这种短期的刺激。
Yeah, and so this is something that began in my life, I guess maybe four decades ago.
所以我就是这样的，我四十年前我就开始这个转变。
But like a lot of you who are older, it takes time to really kind of grow into that kind of life. It takes time.
这需要花时间的。
Right? Lives that are really in stark contrast to the lives of most people around you. Right?
你这样的生活是跟你旁边人的生活是有鲜明对比的。
Where their life is all about, you know, their time, their money, and their resources that they spend on themselves.
Yeah. 那其他人，你旁边那些人的生活，他都只管他自己，他的钱，他的生活，他的面子，他的日子。
Yeah, the things that others, you know, seek after, that they lust after, that they talk about endlessly, those things turns out God detests.
所以当人追求的这些财富、名誉、地位什么什么的哈，在神看来都是可憎恶的。
Yeah. Jesus said this, you are the ones who justify yourselves in the eyes of others, but God knows your heart. What people value highly is, well, detestable in God's sight. All of these lust and all of these, what you might call corrupting influences.
所以神说你们所尊贵那些在人眼中看为有价值的，但是这些东西在神眼中都是没有意义的。
Where I want to go through life being the center of attention, and I want everybody to know and respect me.
我自己就想我成为这个社交的中心，大家都来关注我，尊重我。
Yeah, yeah. This is something Jesus actually spoke to religious people.
耶稣这个话是对着法利赛人说的哈。
What is honored and applauded by those who walk what we might call the broad road that leads to ruin.
耶稣说那引到那个宽的门的，最后引到灭亡。
But in fact, all those things are empty and lead to ruin and destruction.
最后那些让你觉得好的，其实最后让你都感到空虚，最后都让你带你进到灭亡里面。
All these things are passing away, Jesus says.
耶稣说这些东西都要过去。
Yeah. And so I sometimes think, well, what will our children and our grandchildren conclude about all of this religious and Jesus talk when we are pursuing the same goals? The same values as the world.
当你嘴上说一套，然后又做另外又做一套，让你的孩子或者你的孙子辈看你，他会怎么想你
？I can tell you, young people are not stupid. They'll see what's really important to you.
他会看到你说一套做一套的话，你嘴上说跟从耶稣，实际上，爱着世界的话，他会发现，其实你就是爱世界。
So allow yourself just a moment this morning together to freshly consider Jesus' words.
所以我们最后来重新再思考耶稣的话。
For read it with me in English. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. Yeah. Sorry. Oh, you want me to go back? Sorry. Go ahead.
耶稣说，那凡为了凡要救自己生命的，并失去生命，凡为了我和福音的缘故。失去生命的，并救了自己的生命。
If anyone will come after and follow Jesus to the point where it costs them,
如果你跟从耶稣到一个地步，你要有出代价。
To the point where you might suffer loss,
到一个程度你受了损失。
Where you might suffer rejection from others,
你可能被别人拒绝。
Where you might suffer from being misunderstood or from conflict,
你可能被人家误解。
And maybe even where you might suffer death.
甚至到一个程度你牺牲了生命。
Those people will save their lives.
这些人就救了自己的生命。
And that's why Paul seemed to grasp this, the Apostle Paul.
使徒保罗他明白这一点。
He came to the place in his life as he grew in his maturity that he could say something like this in his letter to the Philippians. This is Philippians, 腓立比书的三章 verse 8. And I'll give Tom a second to turn there. Do you want me to read it in English first?
Yeah.
Okay. Paul said, Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. Underscore that word knowing.
所以保罗在腓立比书三章八节他这样说，他说，不但如此，我也将万事 当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
There's something amazing about growing in this knowledge of God, where you more and more deeply, year after year, grow to know the Lord.
所以他说他认识基督哈，这个认识是一个不断循序渐进的过程。
And it is so fulfilling, so amazing, beyond words to describe, that Paul says, all the other things that I used to think are valuable are like garbage now.
所以他认识基督到一个程度，他觉得其他的东西都是如同粪土一样。
He says, I've suffered the loss of a lot of things and I'm okay, it's alright.
他为基督受了很多的亏损，但是他觉得那个一点关系都没有。
Because...There's something happening in my heart, in my life. I've gained something more valuable. I've gained Christ.
当他在你们心，在他心中，因着他和认识基督，他获得了更多的生命，他觉得那是更宝贵的。
But unfortunately and honestly, a lot of believers, they really don't like to talk about those kind of things.
但是很遗憾，就现在的很多的所谓的信徒，他都不愿意讲这个心里面跟主的关系。
And if you talk about denying yourself, maybe they'll start looking at their watch, you know, a little bit uncomfortable.
当你开始说你要舍己的时候，他就看手表了。
And maybe they think, no, I deserve all of these things.
他想的是这个世上的东西我都应该、right. 我都是我应该拥有的。
Yeah, I like the way that Luke character or describes it. He said, whoever wants to be my disciple, quoting Jesus, must deny themselves and take up their cross daily.And follow me.
所以路加福音记载，耶稣说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。”
But I don't think we can do it alone.
我们这条路不容易走，我们没办法一个人走这条路啊。
I don't think anybody is that strong to do it alone.
没有人能够强壮到可以独自走这条路。
Yeah, we're going to need other people to support us.
我们需要做一个群体一起来。
In order to go beyond these unhealthy habits and ways of life that weaken us or waste our time.
我们要互相支持，免得有人掉队，有些不好的习惯会拦住我们。
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to break because we've been doing this kind of life for so many years.
因为我们之前的习惯已经有这么多年了，这个恶习是很难改的。
Especially as you get older, you don't have as much energy, maybe too many hours watching TV shows that are kind of silly.And, 空空的。Yeah.
尤其是年纪越大，你可能时间多了，但是没有精力的，就整天看电视。
Yeah, just spending our evening hours fritting the time away, doing nothing really, you know.
就躺在沙发上，把时间就浪费了。
Right, too much time on the phone, maybe gossiping or on social media, also 很空。Yeah,
或者就是刷手机。
Right. Hours, sometimes weeks apart from other people that are your family in Christ.
或者说你可能很久都不和你主内的其他的弟兄姊妹联系。
Yeah, that's not good when we allow our lives to go this way where we're just so autonomous, so independent, and pretty soon we really don't think or care anything about the people we say we love.
或你跟你的弟兄姊妹或者跟你的家人就不再去沟通了。
Yeah, instead of saying, hey, you know, giving someone a call or saying, hey, you want to get a coffee and let's get caught up and supporting each other.
应该常常聚会跟他们见面互相支持。
Right. So, would you dare to be a disciple?
你敢不敢做主的门徒?
Yeah. It's something that, I want to challenge myself with and not just you. Right.
我不仅是对你们自己对你们的挑战对我自己也是同样的挑战。
As we prepare to close the message today, listen freshly to these final words from our text today.
最后我们来看这个经文它怎么说哈。
It's from verse 36 down to 38. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? For what can a man give in return for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him...Will the Son of Man also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels?
这个马可福音36到38节，耶稣说，人就是赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？他还能拿什么换生命呢？凡在这淫乱罪恶的时代，把我和我的道当作可耻的，人子在他父的荣耀里， 同圣天使降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。
What profit to gain all of these things that are harmful, regrettable, and are passing away?
你赚这些都是留不住的，没有永远价值的东西，有什么意思呢？
Especially if it means losing your very soul.
而且这个的代价就是失去你自己的灵魂。
Which is little by little deadened by alienating ourselves from the heart and ways of Jesus.
所以你怎么失去你的灵魂呢？就是一天一天的，慢慢的使它变硬的心。到最后你也听不见，也感受不到神的呼召。
What can one give in return that matches the worth of your soul?
所以你的灵魂值多少钱呢？你要拿什么来换你的灵魂呢？到最后
，The answer is nothing really, right?
没有什么可以比你的灵魂更有价值的。
Nothing really. Yeah. Admittedly, it's not, and it's never been easy to faithfully follow Jesus.
我承认，从来跟随耶稣，忠心跟随耶稣，从来都不容易。
Especially in a world that is under the powers of principalities and powers that are working in our institutions, in our cities, in our nation.
尤其是我们活在一个世代，它是在空中邪恶的掌权者的率领之下。
So answering this call, this invitation of Jesus and choosing the countercultural way of following him looks foolish today.
尤其是当你响应神的呼召，你过一个好像跟这个世代刚好相反的生活的话，看起来真的很难，很好像有点傻。
And Paul recognized that.
保罗也知道。
He said in his letter to the Corinthians, the message that we preach, the message of the cross, is foolishness. To many people, especially to those who are perishing.
保罗也在说，这个十字架的道路在人以为愚拙。
Yeah, it just looks foolish. Jesus understands, though. I just want to give you that word of encouragement. Jesus understands it's not easy.
耶稣也知道，也能够体谅我们的难处。
And he understands no one wants to look foolish or feel ashamed for doing the right thing, responding to Jesus.
所以耶稣他知道。他也不希望我们感觉因为是遵循耶稣的道或跟从耶稣就感觉自己很傻。
When our lives begin to be transformed by Christ and suddenly we begin to care about things beyond ourselves.
当我们的生命被耶稣改变的时候，当我们突然间会去关心耶稣所关心的事的时候。
And we start to be so transformed that people don't even recognize who we are anymore.
我们的生命就会变到改变。或者更新而变化，以至于我们旁边的人他觉得，哎，好像突然间认不出你了。
And our whole value system is altered.
我们整个的价值观都改变了。
And suddenly we care for the poor and the marginalized, and even we care about our enemies.
我们会去关心穷人，关心边缘化的人，甚至关心我们的仇敌。
Even though we live in times like Jesus said among a sinful and adulterous generation.
我们现在活的时代，其实也是当初耶稣说的，在一个邪恶淫乱的时代。
And this is really tough when you're younger and you begin to learn to trust Jesus. This is really hard to begin to enter this kind of life.
Yeah. 这个生活不容易，尤其当你还年轻的时候，你觉得你还有很多大展宏图的时候，但你要跟随耶稣就确实不容易。
But your family, the people around you, the people in Christ can help support you during the times when you feel unsure of yourself.
但在这个基督里面年长的弟兄们，他们有经验，他可以帮助你。
Right, and so we really do need each other.
所以我们需要互相帮助。
And like the 12 that lived before us, as we grow and as we mature into greater Christ-likeness, we see overcoming strength from on high.
我们就像那个十二使徒一样，他们的生命改变了，他们与主亲近，最后他们从上面得到能力来帮助他们过一个。属天的生活。
And little by little we begin to grow in the knowledge of God and how that empowers and liberates us.
所以每一天我们从那里得到一个更新，对神一个更新的认识，这个认识和帮助我们过这个生活。
And just like the 11 after the resurrection and then after Pentecost when the Spirit came, we find this new dynamic for life.
我们看那个十一个使徒在耶稣升天或者在耶稣是复活以后，耶稣又赐给他们能力，让他们过了一个完全有一个不同的生命了。
We experience a greater deal of freedom, and we're not so worried about being ashamed of what everybody thinks.
他们里面有一个自由了，他不会再为着以前，不为着他们好像跟从耶稣好像感到这个羞耻。
We're not any longer really ashamed of Christ or His message.
他们不再为耶稣和他的道感到羞耻。
And we become more interested in being loyal to Jesus.
他们对耶稣有完全的忠诚。
Unashamed.
一点都不羞愧。
So if we can recognize and confess Christ, but just keep on trying to save our life, it won't work very well.
如果你口里承认耶稣，但是你要又要过自己的生活，这个路很难走下去的。
We have to be willing to take up the cross.
你必须要背起十字架来跟从耶稣。
And be willing to lose what we think is so important when we're younger.
你要准备好把你所珍惜的那些属世的东西都要放弃了。
Right. But if we're willing to accept the cross,
我们要愿意来背起十字架。
And lose this life that really is not worth living anyway.
放弃这个属世的生命，
yeah.
属地的生活。
Denying ourselves the things that basically corrupt and weaken us.
放弃那些对其实对我们生命真的不好的东西。
And take up the cross together.
一起来背起十字架。
Where we willingly die to the old things of life.
向着我们的旧人要死。
Yeah. We'll find real life. Life worth living. Life of abundance.
当你愿意向着旧人死的时候，你才会发现你像有个新人的生命。一个更丰盛的生命才会在你里面。
And we'll save our lives.
这样你才能真正的救自己的生命。
Or God will save our lives as we cooperate with His work.
当你与神同工的时候，神会拯救你的生命。
Right. So as we close, these are the verses that came to mind. I'll put them up as I get ready to pray, but these are the things that were on Paul's mind all the time as I read through his letters in the New Testament. For me to live is Christ, and to die, that's gain. Yeah, those kind of verses.
Yeah. 这里保罗写了几段经文，我想我们在结束的时候，我们再一起来看一下。
Or you know this one is one of my favorite, Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. I've been crucified with Christ.
所以这个加拉太书第二章二十节说，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
And it's no longer just me. It's no longer just about me anymore.
现在活着的不再是我。
But it's about Christ who lives in me.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
Right? All of these wonderful verses that were on Paul's heart.
这些都是保罗在从他心里面写出来的。
Yeah, so I was able to find, just didn't take very long to find five or six verses that talked about what this looks like.
我一下就找出五六节这样子的经文。
Right. I think that's enough for today.
好，今天时间关系，我们就停在这里。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we ask for help and mercy.
主啊，我们求你的恩典和怜悯在我们身上。
This is not possible except through your mercy and grace.
让我们改变自己，向着自己死是不可能的，除非你是恩典和怜悯。
But many of your children today can testify that these words are the truth.
我们很多主的儿女们会今天可以做见证，说这个话是真实的。
Your ways are higher, your ways are better, Lord.
你的道是高的，你的方法也是高的。
And so give grace to this congregation.
对，你对着这个聚会的弟兄姊妹施恩典。
And especially the ones that are younger in the Lord.
尤其对那些在主里面生命还年幼的。
Who care maybe too much about their image, too much about the world, and we ask forLord, just grace upon grace for them as they try to learn through what does it mean to know and follow you.
对于这些在主里面还时间不久的年轻的弟兄姊妹，求主恩上加恩，让他们明白什么叫做跟从主。
And as we go through this holy week, may we have some of these conversations together with one another and with people that are dear to us.
我们在这个所谓的圣周里面，让我们有机会跟其他的朋友们分享福音。
Yeah, we ask these things in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
Amen.
Amen.